Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we can start.
So first, a few issues to speak about. What was that?
First, maybe about this situation of this story, this walnut story, how this crystal told you. And also, didn't want you to talk about this story. Last time you talked about the story for the king, for the younger children from the mother. How can mother tell the story? And this one.
This one. Not
Okay, okay.
the crystal issue, because I
Okay,
cannot
okay, okay.
speak
Okay.
like crystal speaks.
Uh-huh.
So once again.
Then last time you told from the mother's side, how can they tell the story to their younger children? But this time not only from mother, for example, the teachers for the younger children, how can they tell the what is the suitable story, for example, like the tinnitus child, how you create and how does it, why does it suitable for the younger children? So what's the
Let Ding Ding speak
Okay,
once again
Dingding,
clear about
Dingding，你
what
再
it
详
is.
细的讲一下你关于这个。短故事想要老师从哪个方向讲？
短故事，我先这样讲吧。首先呢，就是从我个人的角度。包括跟一些在一线的老师的朋友的这个交流，就发现，我们再去给这些孩子，幼儿园的孩子去讲以前那些传统的那些故事，感觉不是特别的合适了。我们要面向他们现在的心理那种情况去讲故事，那这样的故事呢，最好是根据现在的这种他们的状态去。重新去写的故事，这是一点。另外的话，那么就是面向于这些小的孩子，我们应该怎么样去给他们，写故事？这个故事是仅仅是简单就可以了吗？还是需要有一些别的东西，或者说是从什么样的层面着重去考量？对。另外一方面就是给这些孩子讲故事，我们怎么样去讲？
So there are three aspects. First, when she actually also dealing with the kindergarten teachers, from what they observe from the after the pandemic situation, they also found that the story we had before, or they told in their kindergarten before, not suitable after this pandemic situation for their kindergarten children anymore. So maybe in such pandemic, after such pandemic situation, we should try to create some story which is more suitable for the soul of the children now. This is the first aspect. The second aspect is that when we create the such story for the kindergarten children, continuously from last one. So it's before it, the story should be simple, but is there anything else important that we have to pay attention to in the creation of the such story for the small children? And the third one is how we can tell the story to the children, to the small children, for the like kindergarten children.
Yeah, well, this first issue, I cannot, because I'm not in a kindergarten. You see, so it's either it's better the Crystal said, but Crystal is not here, right?
I check and now. 平时没有在不在？Maybe not, maybe because still not yet 6 o'clock in China, because her school finished 6 o'clock.
Yeah, so
Yeah,
maybe
not here, not here.
this may be later.
Okay. 那关于第一个丁丁说的问题，因为老师本身不是幼儿园老师，可能需要一个一线的老师能够讲一讲这个现状会比较好。嗯哼。
But the second issue.
好，我们从第二个问题。嗯。
Yeah. So please, once again, second issue.
The creation, the creation of the short story for the kindergarten, suitable for the kindergarten children. We know it should be simple, but except the simple.What's the other importance when we are trying to create such short story for the kindergarten children?
Well, but right now,、
mm-hmm.
if the first issue is actual, then、
mm-hmm.
the second issue also has to follow the first issue.、
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?、Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because
actually,
we cannot、mm-hmm. only just simple.Simple light story,
mm-hmm.
but we、
mm-hmm.
we should have this certain、
mm-hmm.
atmosphere
of
what we are now.
因为这第二个问题呢，其实又是跟这第一个问题连在一起的。如果这第二个问题我们在考虑的时候，那我们也必须要去考虑这第一个问题刚才提到的这个孩子们的现状才行，才能够，就是除了简单之外，还有什么需要考量的，在我们创作短故事的时候，
If Crystal come back, because I also have a little bit questioning about this. Is it really so that only certain story is suitable for the children now? Yeah.
So
another question.
Okay. So.I better ask, for example, Ding Ding to contact the Crystal if she tries
now. No. Only if she comes. Only if she comes. Then.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. 但是还 so I better tell this what you said, right, Crystal?
You don't have to.
Okay. So.
Yes.
So.
But this first part you already translated, right?
Yes, the first part already. Yes.
Yes.So, what should we then concern, for the situation of the children?
要怎么样去考虑孩子们的这个现状，为孩子的现状也纳入创作故事的考量当中呢？
How we can observe the children? This is also one independent issue.
我们也应该就我们如何去观察孩子，这其实又是一个独立的主题了。
Yeah, before you know talking about telling the story and other things, as a basic attitude, as a kindergarten teacher or actually all teachers and also parents,
其实我们应该讲一讲。关于不仅仅是幼儿园老师，包括所有的老师以及我们的父母，我们是否能够正确的去观察孩子的呢？
Or did we have sometimes
或者说我们是不是曾经也是带着偏见的呢？
This prejudice can go in two different directions. One is, oh, my child is all right.
这个偏见有不同的方向。第一个偏见就是我的孩子肯定是没事的，我的孩子肯定是没问题的。
我 totally 在
这个方向，或是完全是相反的一个方向。也就是说，我必须要为我的孩子，得紧急的做点什么才行。
I call both prejudice because
我把这两种方向。都称之为偏见，因为在这种情况下，在我们观察孩子之前就已经形成了我们的意见了。
This is difficult, but we really have to have a neutral, stage of the soul.
这非常难，但是我们其实必须要回到中立的灵魂和心魂的态度，然后再去观察孩子们才行。
This is also strongly connected with how we choose The story for the children.
也是紧密的与我们要如何为孩子选择故事联系在一起的。
So this neutral soul.
所以这种灵魂的中立。
Yeah, so if we have too much thinking now,
中立的灵魂,
because of such urgent situation,
我们现在过多的去思考说啊，在这样的情况下，在当下这个情况下，我们必须要去讲一个适合于当下情况的故事。
We shouldn't think like that.
这种情况也是这样也是不对的，我们不应该这样去思考，或者反过来也是不应该的。我们也不应该认为啊，我的孩子肯定没有什么问题，那么我们就只去讲我们平常日常讲的故事就行了。
So neither way.
所以这两种方式都是不对
的。
我们应该好好的去观察孩子，选择适合他们的故事。
Actually,
实际上
the best would be
最好
that one kindergarten teacher or school teacher or whoever or parents,
比如幼儿园老师、小学老师
more than 100 repertoire.
他们如果在他们的故事储存库当中已经有100个故事是最好的。
Or at least 50.
我至少有50个。
So if we have like a, yeah, idea would be the 100 story.
最理想的状态是有100个。那这样的话呢，你随时都能够讲出这100个故事来。
Then actually we can...See the child, and
然后
decide right away which
我们就能更好的去观察孩子，看孩子的情况去决定应该讲哪个。
That means we don't have to prepare.
也就是说，我们事先不需要去做任何的事先的准备。
After the facing the children,
而是等你面对孩子之后
，then decide.
再去做决定。
Which story you speak?
你要讲哪个故事
？This is actually the best way.
这其实是最好的。
Difficult.
虽然很难。
But the best.
但它其实是最好的。
So, it could be out of this 100 story
you
already have in the repertoire.
这个时候你可以讲在你的故事储存当中100个故事其中之一。
Or the situation tells you
或者当下这个情境它告诉你说你应该讲一个全新的即兴的故事。
Yeah. Then you will be able to speak.
是哪，而且你也能够讲得出
According to the situation,
你就能够根据当下你面对的这个情形去选择最适合的故事，这是最好的。
If it's not possible,
如果做不到的话
You have not this 50 stories, 100 stories learned by heart.
如果你还没有这五十一百个故事在你的储存当中，而且总是准备好，随时能讲得出来的话
，Then you have to choose carefully.
没有的话呢，那你就需要去仔细选择一个故事，适合当下的一个故事。
And you.Have an attitude that you are not only tell this story once or twice,
而且
many times that you
一个态度不是只是讲一次或几次，你要尽可能去多讲这个故事。
Then you see the situations,
然后
maybe changing or stable.、Yeah?
你看到啊，当下这个情形它是有所变化呢，还是比较稳定呢？
If the station is situation is stable,
当下这个情形比较稳定的话，那你就要持续不断的 讲一个月、两个月、三个月、一年、两年，甚至三年，就同一个故事，不管这个时间是多长。
But if the situation tells you,
但是如果当下这个情境告诉你需要换，那么你就需要换故事。
Now, if you don't have,
如果你的故事储存当中没有这一百个故事
，to be able to react to the situation at that moment,
没有办法当下根据你所面对的情况去做出反应。
You have to already, choose one story.
那么你就必须事先选出一个故事，在开始之前。
Yeah. Then what kind of the story you should choose?
那如果是在这样的情况下，你应该选什么样的故事呢？
Yeah. Then you have to really
那么
should observe
你就真的应该
the children's situation
去观察孩子们的情形。
Maybe not only by yourself.By your colleagues,
不仅仅是你自己，还有
father,
还有来自同事的观察。一个家庭就不仅仅是来自母亲的观察，还有包括父亲的观察。
And we should talk each other.
而且应该很好的相互沟通。
Yeah, especially in the school, like in the kindergarten or primary.
特别是在学校、幼儿园。
Because one person have a different,
因为每个人其实都会带着不同的视角的去看待同一件事情。
And choose carefully the story.
然后像经过像这样不同的视角
Today,
然后同时小心的选择故事。那接下来呢会给大家一个例子。
By one of our participants, our student, and I.
这个例子呢，是我们最近有一位学员他写的，然后我稍微改了一点儿。
Right away, from today or tomorrow.
然后呢，就是sorry, from today or from today or tomorrow. Sorry.
Yeah, we can start from today or tomorrow.
Okay, 我们在接下来也会这么继续去做。像这样的故事可以从今天或明天开始。
So far any questions?
去讲。好，请问大家有没有什么问题？讲到这里。